我们先有一点的祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，我们再次到你面前来的时候，仍然要仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, once again, as we're in thy presence, we look for thy mercy.
但愿主把属天的智慧和启示的灵赏给我们更多。
Lord, we pray that thou would grant us even more so of the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
好叫我们可以能明白的你向我们说话的目的。
So that we may be able to understand thy purpose for
thy words. 谢谢主，我们等候在这里。
Thank you, Lord, that we're in thy presence.
主尽情地向我们说话。
Lord, may thou speak freely unto us.
我们仰望在你手里。
We commit this into thy hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 请弟兄姊妹们翻开出埃及记二十五章。
Brothers and sisters, will you turn with me to Exodus chapter 25?
我们要留意一处的经文。
We'd like to pay attention to a Bible passage.
那是第八节和第九节。
And that is Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 and 9.
出埃及记二十五章第八节和第九节。
Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照着我所指示你的样式。
And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it.
然后请翻到民数记第一章。
Let us also turn to Numbers chapter 1.
我们留意五十二节跟五十三节。
Numbers chapter 1, verses 52 and 53.
五十三节到五十，五十二节到五十三节。
Numbers chapter 1, verses 52 and 53.
以色列人支搭帐篷，要照他们的军队，各归本营，各归本族。但利未人要在筏柜帐幕的四围安营，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。以色列人并要谨守筏柜的帐幕。
And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch around the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony.
还是第二章，我们留意这里头的话。
We also take note in chapter 2,
从第一节开始
beginning with verse 1.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的独下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的四围安营。
And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,Every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house, far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch.
在东边向日出之地照着军队安营的是犹大营的族。
And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they on of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies.
那犹大营就带着另外的两个支派在一块安营。
And now the camp of Judah along with them are two other tribes that will set up camp.
我们然后看第五节。
Verse,
对不起。我们看第十节。
And then verse 10.
在南边安营的安做军队是流便的族，有示丢尔的儿子以利俗。做流便人的首领。
On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies.
流便支派就带着另外的两个支派在南边 安营。
The army of Reuben shall also encamp with two other tribes of Israel.
然后我们要来注意十七节。
And then verse 17.
随后会幕又往前行，有利未营在驻营中间，他们怎么安营就怎么往前行，隔岸本会，隔归本独。
Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place by their standards.
然后十八节。
Verse 18.
在西边安着军队是以法莲营的独。
On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim.
以法莲又带着另外的两个支派在西边安营。
Ephraim along with two other tribes shall set up camp on the west side of the tabernacle.
然后我们再看二十五节。
And then verse 25.
在北边按着军队是但营的独。
The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the south side by their armies.
但营也带着另外的两个支派同在北边安营。
Likewise, Dan along with two tribes shall set up camp on the north side of the tabernacle.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们留意三十四节。
Verse
34. 以色列人就这样行，个人照他们的家时宗族归于本独，安营起行，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward, everyone after their families, according to the house of their fathers.
感谢主，按照弟兄们的安排，我继续要在会幕的这一个范围里头和弟兄姊妹们留意一下神说话的目的。
I thank the Lord that according to the arrangement of the brethren, I will continue to fellowship with brothers and sisters concerning the tabernacle.
我们上次虽然轻轻提了会幕里头的一点点的事物。
Last time we have lightly mentioned about the matters of the tabernacle.
但是在整个会幕的这个事实上面来说，那只是其中的一点点。
But those matters which we mentioned are only bits and pieces of the whole matter concerning the tabernacle.
我们没有足够的时间在这一次聚会的里头把整个的会幕做一个全面的领会。
We do not have sufficient time during the conference to have a full understanding of the matters concerning the tabernacle.
但是我们必须要在细小的部分的里头要看到会幕所带出的那个整个的事实是什么一回事。
Yet even in the minor details concerning the tabernacle, we must be able to see and understand the purpose of those matters in the tabernacle.
因为我们真的要看会幕的整个的话，
For if we were to look at the tabernacle as a whole,
我们不是只是单看看它里面有什么物件。
We cannot only focus on what are the instruments within the tabernacle.
我们还要看整个的会幕的支搭的光景。
But we have to look at the condition of the tabernacle as it being pitched.
我们还要看在会幕里头服侍的祭司们。
We must also look at the priests that serve within the tabernacle.
当然我们不可能忽略了在会幕里头显出一个最明显的动作的那一个祭物。
Of course, we cannot neglect the sacrifice that manifests the function of the sacrifice within the tabernacle.
不过时间不允许我们这样做了。
Yet time does not allow for us to go through those
matters. 所以我们就从会幕的一点点的事物来看神在会幕的里头是怎么的要求神的百姓。
Therefore, from some of the details concerning the tabernacle, we'll look into what God's requirement is for his people concerning the tabernacle.
我相信弟兄姊妹们一定很清楚。
Now, I'm sure brothers and sisters are very clear.
但神说他要住在以色列人中间的时候，
That is when God said he will dwell in the midst of the Israel.
带给以色列的心里头的 是一个重担。
It is a heavy burden within the hearts of the Israelites.
他们实在会感觉他们承担怎么能承担得了神住在我们中间。
Surely they will feel the weight of this matter, how they are able to bear the fact that God will dwell in their midst.
任何见过主的荣耀的显明而人是活在亚当里的都一定存这样的心事。
Whenever those who are Adamic have seen the manifestation of the glory of God will have such a mindset.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God,
他的体恤和体贴,
how mindful and compassionate he is toward us.
他说你们不要怕,
he says, do not fear.
我造一个, 你们要照着我的意思来造一个会幕, 我就住在你们中间。
That according to my command, if you will build a tabernacle, I will dwell in your midst.
这个会幕不单是叫你们安心地接受我住在你们中间。
This tabernacle not only is your confidence that I will dwell in your midst.
这个会幕也非常让你们有把握知道我住在你们中间是为把你们带到一个很重要的目的。
The purpose of for me to dwell in your midst in the tabernacle is also to show you I will lead you to a very important purpose.
要把你们带到一个光景，成为祭司的国度。
That I will lead you to this condition that you will be a kingdom of priests.
那么这样的一个心思呢，在以色列人当时的心情来说啊，他们我个人的领会。实在他们没办法领会得过来。
Personally speaking, I feel that for the Israelites at that time, they are not able to comprehend this thought of God toward them.
怎么会幕在那里建造好，神就住在哪里，我们就能成为祭司的国度。
How is it once the tabernacle is built that they would become a kingly priesthood?
有那么简单吗？
Is it simply so simple?
当然没有那么简单。
Of course it is not that simple.
神借着会幕住在他们中间，那是说出神所以能就住在他们中间的那一个属灵的原因。
The fact that God is able to dwell in their midst through the tabernacle really speaks of the spiritual reason behind that.
但是神住在他们中间，固然神要按照他自己的应许来把神的保护、神的供应、神的管理在他们中间显出来。
Of course, if God were to dwell in their midst, God will manifest his protection, his provision, and his government amongst them.
这个恐怕是当时以色列人没有领会得很清楚。
Perhaps the Israelites would not be able to comprehend this fully.
以色列人当时所能领会到的，如果神真的住在我们中间，那也好。
Perhaps they would only understand that it would be good for God to dwell in our midst.
他住在我们中间，他不出来看着我们，那是很好的事。
It would be good if he dwell in our midst, but he would not come out to visit us.
因为我们有把握，如果我们在行走的路上碰到难处，我们可以向他求药。
For if he is with us, if there is any difficulty that is before us, we can ask of him.
我们碰到有困难的事情，我们也可以向他求帮助。
If there is any hardship, we can ask him for help.
他既然住在我们中间，不再住在天上，他就知道我们所碰到的一种的光景。
If he lives amongst us and not in heaven, he would understand the condition which we face.
他会担起我们所有的难处。
And he will bear all our hardship.
这恐怕是以色列人当时心里的想法。
Perhaps this is the mindset of the people of Israel.
他们忘记。
Yet they forgot.
神是在天上。
Yes, God is in heaven.
但是他是借着会幕住在人的中间。
But he would dwell in the midst of man through the tabernacle.
他是充满万有的神。
He is the Lord of all.
他来到地上的时候，不等于他离开天上。
Just because he comes on earth does not mean he has left heaven.
那因此主来到他们中间，住在会幕里，与他们同住。
Therefore, when the Lord dwell amongst them in the tabernacle.
那神的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of God?
我想看看神给他们的一个指导和安排。
Let us look at the direction and arrangements which God has given them.
会幕建起来了。
Now the tabernacle is built.
那在以弗所出埃及记末了的时候， 会幕建造起来，神的荣光也显明在会幕里。
At the end of Exodus, when the tabernacle is built, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那对以色列人来说，应当是一个很大的安慰。
Now to the people of Israel, that should be a great comfort.
但是我们看到，当以色列人对着会幕怎么来生活的时候，神给他们做了安排。
Yet we can see the arrangements which God gives to the people of Israel how they are to live.
这个安排也是很有意思的。
And these arrangements are also very meaningful.
神就既然要与人同住，
If God is to dwell with man,
他为什么还要做这个安排呢？
Why would God need to make such arrangements?
这个安排好像是跟谁与人同住有阻隔的。
It seems as if such an arrangement would actually be a hindrance with his abiding with man.
因为刚才我们读的民数记，弟兄姊妹，你看到神因着会幕所给以色列人的头一个安排。
For we have read through the book of Numbers earlier, the arrangement which God gives to the people of Israel concerning his dwelling with them through the tabernacle.
第一件事是定规了，立位支派要围绕着约会幕来安营。
The first arrangement is that the Levites are to encamp, pitch around about the tabernacle of testimony.
为什么神要他们来安营呢？
Now, why did God want the Levites to pitch around the tabernacle?
神也说得很清楚。
God tells them very clearly.
你们安营在那里，要保护以色列民。
The Levites are to encamp around the tabernacle as a protection for the people.
怎么保护法呢？
How are they to protect the people?
不要让他们越过你们那个营地而进到会幕里。
So that no wrath would be upon them, that they would not go beyond where they are.
弟兄姊妹，如果用今天的人间流行的话来说，这个不是种族歧视吗？
Brothers and sisters, perhaps if we use the terms we're familiar with today in this society, is that there is cultural differences, racial differences.
立位人围绕着会幕。
And now for the Levites to be around the tabernacle,
不让十二个支派的人跑进会幕。
So that the 12 tribes cannot enter near the tabernacle.
为什么？
Why?
神说明。
God says very clearly,
你们越过那个界限，你们自己受不了。
If you would go beyond the boundary, you cannot bear it.
我要保护你们，不让你们受不了。
I will protect you so that you would be able to bear.
所以我让立位人围绕着这一个会幕来安营。
So I have arranged for the Levites to pitch around the tabernacle.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当立位人这样围绕着会幕来安营的时候，
That is when the Levites pitch around the tabernacle.
神就接着就安排十二个支派怎么来安营。
Then God have made arrangements how the other 12 tribes are to encamp.
我没办法能想象得到，以色列人出埃及一直到现在这个时候，他们是怎么安营法。
It would be hard for us to imagine from when they left Egypt until this point how they have set up camp.
我想他们这十二个支派、十三个支派了，连立位人，他们都是混混合合的，就是混在一大堆。
Perhaps all 12 tribes and 13 tribes, including Levi, they just encamped wherever they want.
那现在神就告诉他们了。
But now God tells them.
不能这样乱七八糟的。
You cannot encamp in this confusing manner.
你们安营是有规矩的。
That you must set up camp in order.
要按照各个支派的那一个旗号来站立在你们该站立的地方。
That you must set up camp by your own standard. In each of your position, you ought to stand by your family's banner.
那刚才弟兄姊妹，我们读过的那些经文，你就已经有个印象了。
Now, brothers and sisters, the scripture which we read through will give us this impression.
当会幕建立在哪里？
That is wherever the tabernacle is set.
立位人围绕着会幕。
The Levites surround the tabernacle.
然后十二个支派就分开来，就扎营了。
And then the other 12 tribes who set up camp around the tabernacle.
我想弟兄把那个图样再打一打出来。
Perhaps we can look at the slide again.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你看到那一个图样的时候，
If brothers and sisters, you can see the slide.
不是这个，另外那个。是这个吗？
应该不是，这个会幕。
这个是会幕里面的，我要会幕外面的。
This is the slide of the inside of the tabernacle, but the slide of the...
没有啥。那你也不要紧，你听我说你也就明白的了。
That's okay for now, just listen as I describe it.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当你看到利未人在那里围绕着那个会幕的时候
，When we see the Levites surround the tabernacle，
犹大带着两个支派，一共三个支派就在东边。
Judah along with two tribes has three tribes on the east.
另外的三个支派又在西边。
Another three.Tribes on the west.
再有另外三个支派在南边。
Three tribes on the south.
然后呢？对不起，漏掉了一件事很重要的。
I forgot one matter that's very important.
先说了那头六个支派张营的地点以后。
Let me first describe the area which first six tribes encamp.
神就说到另外一件事。
God then mentioned another matter.
因为扎营是住的问题。
When you encamp, this is a matter of you pitching your tent for your living.
说了两个支派扎营的时候。
After God tells them about these two six tribes encamping.
神就说出一个行动的时候的队形。
Then God tells them how they are to move forward.
如果要行动要行走的话呢
？Now when you're ready to set forward，
那两个支派，头两个支派，对不起，头两个六个支派动身了以后
，That is after the first two sets， the six tribes will set forward。
那第三个动身的呢？不是第三组支派。
The third camp that is to move is not the third set of tribes.
是什么呢？
Who are they?
是会幕。
That is the tabernacle.
会幕拆卸下来，利未人把他们都安排好，那就跟着头两组的支派往前行。
The first two sets of camps will move forward, then the Levites will take down the tabernacle and then set forward after them.
他们往前行了以后呢，第三组支派就开始动身。
After the Levites set forward, then the third set of camps will move following.
第三组支派行走了以后，第四组但支派带领的呢，也在后面跟着上去。
After the third set of camp will move forward, the fourth set of camp led by Dan will move forward.
弟兄姐妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这一个安排。
This arrangement by God,
什么目的呢？
What is the purpose?
这样的安排是跟会幕发生直接关系。
This arrangement has a direct relationship to the tabernacle.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
他做这样的安排是有他非常明显的心意在哪里的。
When God made such an arrangement, he has a very clear purpose there.
这个也就是我所受委托要说出会幕的那个属灵的意义和那个实用的原则。
That is what I've been entrusted to share upon the revelation of the tabernacle and the purpose and the principle of it.
那现在我们的问题就来了。
Now here's the question.
神这样的安排跟会幕有什么关系
？Such an arrangement by God, what does that have to do with the tabernacle?
如果他这样的安排跟那个会幕没有关系，那为什么要做这样的安排
？If such an arrangement has nothing to do with the tabernacle, why did God make this arrangement?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主虽然没有明明的向我们说出。那个字句
Even though God did not clearly state in letters for us his purpose,
神却是用很实际的光景来向他的百姓显明神的要求。
Yet in a very practical condition, God reveals his requirement upon his people.
我们上一次末了的时候轻轻提了一下。
Last time, at the end of our sharing, we mentioned this somewhat.
我们看会幕里面的物件的时候
When we see the objects within the tabernacle,
我们看到 一个情形。
We're able to see this condition.
那个就是说，从主第一次启示开始启示会幕里头的物件的安排，你看到十字架的路径。
That is, we have made mention in the order of revelation and the placement of each object, we're able to see the outline of the cross.
而这个十字架的经历是神的儿子自己的。
And this experience of the cross is the experience of the Son of God
也是因着神自己所做的这样的一个事情，就构成了会幕发生功用的那个依据。
It is also the foundation of all the finished work of the Son of God that has become the basis of each of the objects in the tabernacle.
但是现在等到会幕设立起来了。
Now the tabernacle is built.
神把神的百姓安置在这个会幕的周围。
And God has placed his people surrounding the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹们，你能不能也看到同样的光景在哪里呢？
Brothers and sisters, likewise, are we able to see such a condition there?
会幕的里面是基督自己的经历。
That the experience within the tabernacle is the experience of Christ himself.
现在在会幕的外面。
Now without the tabernacle.
是基督的经历要成为祭司的国度的那一批子民的。
That is to say, the experience of Christ himself is to be the experience of the people who are to become a kingly priesthood.
不但是说出神的儿子，他自己亲自走过，走通这一条十字架的路。
Not only does it tell us that it is the Son of God himself who have gone through this path of the cross and has gone through it.
神同时在那里说明了一个事实，跟随主的人也必须要按照主所走过的路程来往前行。
But at the same time, it tells us those who follow the Lord likewise must follow in His path.
我想弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到会幕外的那个十字的记号。
Brothers and sisters, I believe we can visualize very clearly the outline of the encampment without the tabernacle.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们先从这里交通一点点。
We'll first begin our fellowship upon this point.
那现在我请问弟兄姊妹们一个问题。
Now let me ask this question to brothers and sisters.
是我问过圣布鲁聚会的弟兄姊妹们的。
Actually, I've posed this question to the brethren in San Bruno.
那也是前两三个礼拜的事情。
It was a couple of weeks ago.
我说弟兄姊妹，你可以想象。
I said, brothers and sisters, you can imagine.
假如你是当时的以色列人当中的一个。
That is, imagine if you were one amongst all the people of Israel at that time.
每天清晨你睁开眼睛的时候，你首先注意什么？
Each morning when you first open your eyes, what is the first thing that you will see?
很有意思，我觉得。
I feel this is very meaningful.
这个问题好像有点不着边际，但是确实是很实际的。
It seems like this is an odd question, but it is very practical.
你必须要记得，你是现在是在旷野。
Now,
你是在那个路上要走进迦南。
Imagine yourself, you're in the wilderness, you're on the journey into Canaan.
到了这一个时刻，你们每天吃的是玛拿。
Of course, during this time, each morning you will eat of the manna.
你要得着玛拿的话呢，只有清晨起来。
If you were to pick up the manna, you have to get up early in the morning.
晚一点点就没了。
If you got up a little late, you would be gone.
那你是生活在这个环境里。
And this is the condition in which you're living in.
好了，现在你睡醒一觉了。
Now you're waking up early in the morning.
你首先提见第一件事情，你想着的是什么？
What is the first thing in your mind?
吃玛拿。
Is to eat the manna.
要神的祝福是。
We want the blessing of God.
在我们的本性上面一定是如此。
That is in our own nature, our thought.
但是假如我们出生在当时旷野的以色列人的身上的时候。
But if we place ourselves in the shoes of the people of Israel in the wilderness at that time.
一个很准确的反应不是是吃玛拿。
A very accurate response would be not to eat the manna.
是什么？
What is that?
你睁开眼睛 你爬起来，你出到营外，头一件事你看，会幕上头那个银柱或是火柱有什么动静？
The first action you will have once you open your eyes, get out of your tent, then you will look before you the tabernacle and the pillar of cloud and fire before you. What is the activity?
因为你很自然就注意到。
Very naturally, you
will see. 如果那个云柱火柱神的荣耀的那个光辉有一点的动作的时候。
When you see there is some movement of the glory of God through the cloud, the pillar of cloud and fire.
你就不一定是只是单单的记着去吃那玛拿。
You would not only have on your mind to go and pick up the manna.
神如果要叫你给把有玛拿吃给他们的时候，神绝对不会不给时间他们去吃玛拿。
If God have given them the manna, God surely will also grant them the time to gather the manna.
但是他们必须要留意的是什么事呢？
But what must they pay attention to?
神要怎么带领他们？
How is it that God will lead us?
神要我们动身了呢？
Does God want us to set forward?
还是要我们继续停留在这里？
Or shall we continue to encamp here?
如果神要叫我们起行了，
If God desires for us to move forward,
那我们准备先收拾行李，
Let us first wrap up our tent,
然后才去吃玛拿，
And then to gather the manna.
吃过玛拿就也许一路走一边吃玛拿，
And then we gather the manna, we can enjoy the manna on our way.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意会不会是这样的一种光景？
Brothers and sisters, that would be the condition around the tabernacle.
我想很自然是这样的光景。
I think very naturally that would be the condition.
好了，弟兄姊妹们，
Now,
你现在来注意了，
Pay attention.
十二个支派已经安营在那里了。
The 12 tribes have set camp around.
如果 当时有直升机把我们带到天上，
If there was a helicopter that would take us aboveHave an aerial view.
你往上瞧的时候，
And when we look down,
你瞧见什么？
What do we see?
不然你瞧见了一个十字的这个形象。
We will see the emblem of the cross.
但是你注意到一件事情。
But take note of one thing.
这一个十字是围绕着一个中心。
That this sign of the cross actually surrounds a center.
那个中心是什么？
What is the central object?
会幕。
That is the tabernacle.
主的自己的发表。
It is the manifestation of the Lord himself.
那弟兄姊妹们，你从这样的一个安排，你留意到一件什么事情？
Now brothers and sisters, from such an arrangement, what do we take note of?
如果我们从他们整个的安营的事上面来留意的话，
If we pay attention to how they encamp,
你最低限度能看到两件事情。
At the very least, we're able to see two matters.
头一件，
The first thing,
不管我们是活动或者是休息，
Whether we're active or we're at rest,
我们的中心是跟我们整个活动的那一个依据乃是会幕。
The center, the focal point of all our activity forever will be the tabernacle.
说清楚一点就是说，那是神的儿子所给我们的那个引导。
Clearly stated, that is the guidance of the Son of God toward all our activities.
我们用简单的话来说。
Simply put.
那就是说，在我们整个的生活动作的里边，神把基督放在我们里面。做我们的中心。
In other words, God has placed Christ within our hearts to be the center of all our daily activity.
这个第一件事。
That is the first matter.
然后你就看到。
And then we see.
除了这一个队形有一个中心以外。
Besides the way they set up camp, there is a center, a focus.
他们也有一个很明显的十字架的队形。
There is a very...clear emblem of the cross.
他们扎营的时候，你看到四十字架的样式。
When they pitch the tent, you can see the emblem of the cross.
他们在扎营的时候，所有的动作，他们都是依据十字架的那个要求来定规。
Each time they set up camp, it is all according to the requirement of the cross.
假如他们有行动，
if they were to move,
他们改变队形了，要往前行了。
And each camp were to set forward.
因为他们不是永久的停留在旷野。
That is because they were not always be encamped in the same location.
他们在旷野里头行走是有一个目的的。
There is a purpose of their journey in the wilderness.
那个目的就是进到迦南。
And that purpose is to enter into Canaan.
用属灵的话说清楚，就是他们要去承受神所应许的产业。
In spiritual terms, they are to inherit the promise, the possession of God.
他们要在那一个承受神应许的地位上面来显明那个祭司的国度的功用。
It is on the promise that they will receive this inheritance from God to manifest the function of their priesthood.
那所以他们必须要前行的。
Therefore, they must set forward.
不会长久停留在一个固定的地点。
They will not remain stationary for a long period of time in one location.
他们队形转变了。
And when they set forward,
实际它的队形好像不见了。
It seems as if the emblem, the outline of the cross is gone.
就成了一个长列了。
It just becomes a straight line.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你看到。
We can see.
这个长列的中心点。
The central point of this line.
仍然是会幕。
It is still the tabernacle.
虽然会幕那个时候已经拆设出来，成了一个小块一个小块。
Even though at this time when they set forward, the tabernacle is taken down and they're carried in pieces.
但是从实际上面来说，是整个的会幕还是在那个当中。
But practically speaking, the tabernacle as a whole is still in their midst.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
非常清楚给我们看到。
It clearly shows us.
当以色列人在旷野里头往前走的时候。
When the people of Israel set forward in the wilderness.
他们的注意点就是只有一个。
Their focal point is always one.
那就是会幕。
And that is the tabernacle.
用属灵的话来说
In spiritual words,
用我们今天的话来说
In today's words,
我们作为跟随主的人
As those who follow after the
Lord, 我们是否也是如此
That ought to be our case.
我们的活着行动任何的定义都是根据主来做我们那个中心点呢
All our living, our action, all that we will ought to be based on the Lord being our central point.
弟兄姊妹们，你必须看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must see
神做这样的一个定义。
When God has will for this arrangement,
不是随便摆出来的。
It is not done casually.
明确你看到。
Very clearly we see.
主是让他们在日常生活里头，实际的生活的内容里头去认识、经历十字架。
It is daily in detail in their daily living. God allows for them to know the work, the matters of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你看神做这样的安排。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we see this arrangement of God,
神自己的负担也蛮重的。
God Himself bears the burden.
因为他很清楚的知道。
Because God clearly knows.
一个在亚当里头的人，一个吃了分别善恶树上果子的人，要叫他们的心思。转过来向着基督不是很轻易就成功的。
One who is Adamic, who has partaken of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to turn our focus upon Christ is not an easy task.
所以神做了这个安排当他们在每天生活里头你需要经历到这件事。
Therefore, God have made such an arrangement, they must experience this in their daily living.
怎么去经历呢
How do they experience this?
经历住在他们中间的神是怎么样的一位神
？So that they can experience the God who lives in their midst, how He is like.
他住在你们中间。
When God dwells in your midst,
他要叫你们知道，他实实在在是承担你们的责任的神。
He desires for the people to know surely He is the God who will bear all of their responsibility.
所以。以色列人碰到难处的时候，他们会去求神呢。
Therefore, when Israel encounter any problems, they will come to inquire of God.
借和神在他们中间所做过的工很有关联的，是不是
？This is greatly connected with all the work which God has done in their midst.
他们怎么能离开埃及呢
？How did they leave Egypt?
法老用尽各种各样的方法。不给他们离开埃及。
Pharaoh has used all his ways and methods forbidding them to leave Egypt.
神却给他们开路，让他们坦然地出埃及。
Yet God opened up a way so they can confident, boldly leave Egypt.
他们能出埃及是神的工作。
It is God's own work that they're able to be delivered out of Egypt.
神的工作缺少一点，他们一动都不能动。
If any of God's action lack, then they cannot move forward at all.
他们了解过的。
And they have experienced this, and they have seen it.
现在来到旷野里头。
And now they're in the wilderness.
那在旷野里头，神是不是也是这样来承担我们的责任呢？
Likewise, does God shoulder our responsibility in the same way when we're in the wilderness?
感谢神。
We thank God.
人对神可以不住的失信。
Perhaps man can always be unfaithful to God.
但是神永远不失信于他说。选召的百姓。
Yet God always abides faithful to the people whom he has called.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
来到旷野的时候。
When we're in the wilderness.
神的信实也一样没改变。
God's own faithfulness does not change.
弟兄姊妹你记得。
Brothers and sisters,
以色列人在路上走的时候，在旷野的路上走的时候。
When Israel was journeying on the way.
碰到了多少的艰难。
They have encountered much hardship.
敌人的阻挡。
The opposition from the enemy.
他们生活上头自己所造出的难处
their own hardships through their daily living
甚至走到旷野那条从来没人走过的路
even on the path throughout the wilderness where no one has tread before
他们怎么定规他们行走的方向
what is the direction they ought to take
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
在最困难的旷野里
even in thisdreary wilderness.
神做了一件事。
God has done one thing.
约柜从会幕里头抬出来。
When the Ark of the Covenant is taken from the tabernacle.
在队伍的前面行走找三天。
When it is the Ark of the Covenant that leads the way.
为什么
?Why?
为他们寻找。可住宿之地。
It is in order to find a place where they can have rest.
弟兄姊妹们，你从神在他们中间所做的这一切事。
Brothers and sisters, from all that God has done in their midst.
你看见为什么要以神做中心。
We must understand then why God must be the center.
为什么要跟随他。
Why we must follow God.
神不用说话。
God does not need to speak.
神用他的实际的行动来叫人里面领会。你离开了神，你就没有路。
God will use his actual action to show us, aside from him, we will have no way.
虽然你感觉神的同在好像是叫人很被重担的事。
Perhaps his presence will let us feel a burden upon us.
但是当你一看到神在那里承担责任的时候
But when we see, we realize that God himself shoulders the responsibility.
你就懂得一件事了。
Then we'll understand one thing.
没有神我们就没有路。
Without God, there is no way.
没有神我们也没有行走的方向。
Without God, there is no direction.
没有神，我们也不知道我们在地上一切的追赶是为了什么。
Without God, we do not know what is our pursuit, the purpose of our pursuit.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是主为着造就他的百姓，让他们学习以神做中心。
In order to establish his people, God have allowed for his people to experience and learn of him.
这些说起来还是消极那方面的结果。
I've put all this actually in a very passive way.
积极的结果是什么？
What is the positive result?
让他们认定只有神是他们生活的目的和内容。
It is in order for the people to acknowledge that God himself is their goal and their purpose, their substance in their living.
让他们很清楚地能认定。
So that clearly they acknowledge.
神给我们各种各样的祝福。
God has given us all such blessings.
不是只是叫我们做一个承受祝福的人。
It is not merely for us to be one who receives blessings.
乃是要我们知道他要做我们的中心，我们跟随做他就带出一个结果，神在我们身上的那个定义有条件成全。
It is in order for us to know that when God is our center and we follow after him, then God will have a way to accomplish his will.
所以弟兄姊妹，你一定不能把神让他们成为祭司的国度的这一个事实和他们在行走的路上 不住地享用神的祝福来把它分开。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must always connect the thought of God toward the people that there to be a nation, a kingly priesthood, and the fact that God allows for them continually to experience His blessing along the journey.
神做这许许多多的事情。
God have done all these matters.
他心里头是一直等候一件事。
In God's heart, He is longing for this matter.
你们从认识和经历神是你们的一切的时候，你们要显出祭司的国度的那个功用。
When you come to know and experience God as your center, as your all, you are to manifest the function that you have as a kingly priesthood.
啊，这个是头一件事情，神在以色列人中间要做成功。
This is the first matter God is to do amongst the people.
那另外那一件事情呢？
The second matter.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们没有办法不承认。
We must confess，
跟随主在认识上面来说是非常动人的。
When we follow the Lord to know Him is very moving。
但是当你实际要跟随主的时候
，but when we are actually to follow after Him，
你就发觉好像不太。乐意和甘心。
We discover is not so joyful and we're not so willing.
我想这个我用不着举例，弟兄姊妹们，你自己个人的光景已经把那个答案显出来。
I believe, brothers and sisters, I don't have to give any example, but in each of our personal experience, we can understand that condition.
因此，你就碰到十字架的队形的那一个安排。
Therefore, we're able to see the movement of the cross then in the arrangement of God here.
十字架是主自己的经历，是他走开了。
That it is the Lord's own experience on the way of the cross.
但是不是他自己要走。
But it is not only for him to traverse.
跟随主的人也必须要按照主所走过的路来走。
But likewise, those who follow after the Lord must also go on this way.
当我们要这样走的时候
，When we are to go on this way of
the cross, 你就发觉一件事了。
We'll discover one thing.
十字架的道理是很好听。
Now the doctrine of the cross is great to hear.
但是十字架的实际是很难行。
But the reality, the practicality of the way of the cross is difficult.
那所以在跟随主的路上面。我们常常发生各种各样的难处，原因在哪里？
Therefore, where is the reason why we have so many difficulties as we go on this way of the cross?
因为除了十字架的路，没有另外一条。
For there is no other way outside of the way of the cross.
你要走十字架的道路，你就必须要接受十字架的经历。
If we're to go the way of the cross, we must accept the experience of the cross.
什么叫做十字架？
What is the cross?
世界的人他们也会用十字架这个名字。
Now even the people of the world will use this term, the cross.
但在世界人的心思里头的十字架就是苦难。
But of course, the mindset of the people of this world, the cross means hardship.
他们觉得你承受一点苦难，那就是你的十字架。
That is when you bear some hardship that you are bearing your cross.
如果你能承担那个苦难，你就有好的结果。
If you're able to bear that cross, you will have a good result.
这是世界人的想法。
This is the viewpoint of the people of the world.
但是属神的人怎么去认识十字架呢？
But how are those who belong to God should understand
of the cross? 我们不是把它说的太多太多太多。
We don't need to mention too much.
我们在把最根本的那个事实点出来，弟兄姊妹们也都能领会了。
But we'll merely point out the fact, the basic fact, and we will understand.
你看见。我们的主
When we see our Lord,
他一生是走着十字架的路
All his life he has went on the way of the cross
结束也结束在十字架的这个事实里头
And his life also ended on the fact of the cross
你看到我们的主
And we see our Lord
他在地上行走十字架的路的时候
As he traversed the way of the cross
不管他是给人举起来
Whether he is lifted up
或者他是给人踩下去
or he is tread upon,
和主自己的本身是完全不连得起来的
it does not connect, it does not touch the Lord himself.
他在地上的时候，人就是把他捧得最高。
When he is on earth, men have exalted him, lifted him up.
能高得过在父怀里的独生子吗？
No matter what position man will exalt him to, it will never be higher than the only begotten son of God.
没有办法越过这个事实的。
It cannot pass that fact.
如果从这一个点来看，我们的主虽然在地上给人很多很多的欢呼，
even though man may give him much applause,
但是与他作为父右边父怀里的独生子来说，人能给他的那个高举跟得上他做人儿子的那个实际吗？
No matter how great the applause man affords him, it is in no comparison to his, who he is in the right hand of God, in the bosom of God the Father.
不能比的。
It is no comparison at all.
如果你从主在地上来的时候，他所经历的各种的抵挡，
in all the opposition he has experienced while on earth,
毁谤，
and he was falsely accused, and he was tread upon,
直到最末了把他钉在十字架上，
even at last when they crucified him.
弟兄姊妹们，这些苦恼，
brothers and sisters, such hardship, agony,
就是结局了吗？
Is that the end?
对主来说还是小事。
Even as to the Lord is concerned, that is very minor.
一个顶重要的事情是什么？
What is of utmost importance to him?
父和他中间很短暂的阻隔的断了交通。
That in a very short instant, a moment when the fellowship between God the Father and him ceased.
还有一件重要的事情。
And another important matter.
他是赐生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
十字架把赐生命的主带到死地。
That the cross would put the Lord of life, who gives life, and taste the death.
这件事情是小事吗？
Is this a small thing?
他能死亡吗？
Can he die?
他不可能死亡。
He can never die.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他能把这一个权利都好像都放弃掉，来接受那个死亡的事实。
Even so, seemingly he would be able, willing to lay down even this right.
虽然三天对他来说是很短的时间。
Even though 3 days to him, as far as he is concerned, a very short period of time.
对我们来说，也许是蛮长的时间。
But perhaps to us a very long period of time.
那你死三天给我看看。
Now if we try to die for 3 days.
一秒钟你也受不了。
We cannot even bear that for 1 second.
但是我们的主受了三天。
But our Lord tasted death for 3 days.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
究竟他是生命的主。
At last, he is the Lord of life.
走过了死亡，带出了生命。
He has entered death in order to bring forth life.
关键点在哪里？
Where is the key?
关键点是在他十字架上的那一个结果。
That is upon the result of the cross.
他把自己完全的放弃掉。
That he has completely forsaken himself.
我们的弟兄交通的时候，
as our brother shared,
都已经提到这样的一件事情。
He has mentioned this.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们的主，
our Lord.
他接受十字架。
He accepted the cross.
不是着眼在他经过多少的苦难。
It is not focused on all and every hardship he has experienced.
而是那个十字架的最后的那一点。
But it is on that last point of the cross.
也就是 说是十字架的经历的那个结果。
And that is to say the result of experiencing the cross.
是什么？
What is that?
完全的交出自己。
That is completely pouring out, giving all of himself.
专一的拣选神的心意。
That wholly he chose the will of God.
只求神的旨意成全。
Onlyaccepting the will of God to be accomplished.
而不管自己所经历的是怎么样的事情。
Not mindful at all of what he experienced.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank
God. 这个是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
这个是十字架的经历。
This is the experience of the cross.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们一看到神把整个的会幕在那里设立下来的时候，给以色列百姓的那一个安排，你知道神心里头是何等的迫切，跟随主的人如何能与神有一个完全的连结。
Therefore, when we see that the tabernacle was built and all the arrangement of God concerning the tabernacle, even how they encamp, we can see the desire of God toward His people, how He desires for them to be united with Him in His experience. How are the people to become a kingly priesthood? It is not only because they have that position, they will naturally become a kingdom of
priests.
But they must have the actual experience that they will be led to this point that they're completely united with God. Only with such a complete union can they bring forth the function of their priesthood. So when we return back to Exodus chapter 19, very clearly we can see, when God chose them to be a kingly priesthood, there's only one condition.
什么条件?
What is that?
你们要实实在在地听从我的话,
that you must actually obey my voice.
遵守我的约,
to keep my covenant.
我就把你们造成那个,
and I will make you a kingdom of priests.
让你们成为圣洁的国民,
and you shall be a holy nation.
但是怎么能叫这亚当的后代能成为祭司的国度的?
But how is it possible for the Adamic race to be able to manifest the function of a kingly priesthood?
神藉着借会幕给他们安营的安排，就让他们在一生的日子里头，
even with the arrangement of their encampment throughout all the days of their life,
他们的气息还留在他们身上。 一阵子的时候,
even as God lendeth them breath,
说他们都能被带到一个地步,
that they are always led to this point that God is our center.
我们跟随主要叫我们从十字架的经历里头除掉我们一切神所不喜悦的,
as we follow the Lord, the experience, the way of the cross is to remove all that is unpleasing to God.
来叫
so that the promise of God's promise of their kingly priesthood will be manifested upon us. This is the condition when the tabernacle was built. Because of time, brothers and sisters, I have to discount much of what I want to share. I have to turn to another viewpoint to take a note of this matter.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意到，
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
会幕能在以色列的中间显出来，
the tabernacle will manifest amongst the people of Israel.
是因着神的一个心意，我要住在你们中间。
It is because of God's desire to dwell amongst them.
那旧约的事情已经过去了，
the matters of the Old Testament is past.
那当神在会幕里头， 把他心里的所存的意念启示出来的时候，
after God made manifest His desire of the tabernacle,
他实在的是要说出一件什么事情呢？
What actually is God trying to tell us?
弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚的知道，
brothers and sisters, we clearly know,
神把这个话跟以色列人说的时候，
when God spoke these words to Israel,
以色列人一点都不了解这件事情的那个严肃。
The people of Israel did not comprehend how solemn this matter is.
但神就明明地告诉他,
but God clearly tells them,
我们的弟兄说到, 旧约和新约的那个关系的时候, 也点了出来了。
Our brother, when he shared about the relationship between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, he have pointed that out for us.
但是我想弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
你能回到 生命记十八章，
when we return to Deuteronomy chapter 18, we do not need to turn to it now. I will tell you, you can go home and read it on your own.
神对以色列人说了一个非常非常明显的事。
God have told the people of Israel a very, very evident thing.
那件事是什么呢？
What is that?
神暗暗地在那里告诉以色列人， 我要你们听从我的话， 但是我知道你们一定不会听从的。
Hiddenly, God tells them, I want you to obey my voice, but I know you cannot keep it.
你们不会跟随的。
And you will not follow.
我把律法给你们。
I give you the law.
把律例的给你们。
I give you the statutes.
典章给你们。
I give you the ordinances.
你们只是听听就好。
You have only heard them.
你们都做不来的。
And you cannot keep them.
神老早就暗暗地对他们说出这样的话。
And God have already hiddenly told them this very matter.
神知道他们没办法跟随。神的律法 来行走。
God surely knows the people cannot keep his law.
说神就跟他们立约。
And so God have made a covenant with them.
那一提到立约的事情，弟兄已经跟我们提过了。
When we speak of the covenant, our brothers have shared with us.
不是只是叫您看见你有什么的那个祝福所可想。
The fact of the covenant is not merely for you to focus on what blessings you have.
你也必须要看见你有一个责任要担。
But you must also see there is a responsibility you must bear.
你如果担起那个责任，这是所有的祝福全是你们的。
If you're able to bear this responsibility, all these blessings are yours.
如果你们不承担那个责任的话，这一些祝福不单是不是你们的，你们还要承担你们立约的那个责任。
If you are not able to bear this responsibility, not only are the blessings not yours, but you also have to bear the consequences of it.
神就告他们，很早就告诉他们。
God have told them long ago.
你们是没有办法跟随我的律法。
That there is no means how by which you can keep my law.
就是你们能跟随那个律法。
Even if you were to keep the law.
律法只不过是我给你们的一个引子。
The law is only a shadow which I have given you.
真实的能叫你们来到神的面前成就神的心意的呢？
But what is truly able for you to come into the presence of God to accept this
desire? 我将来还要做一件事。
I shall still do this one thing.
我要在你们弟兄中间兴起一个来。
I will raise up a prophet amongst your brethren.
你们要听从他。
And you must hear him.
你们如果不是听从他
and if you do not hear him,
这个人要从民中剪除
this person shall be cut off from the people
里面包括一个话
and there are these words there
这个话就是说你们就是能把立约的时候的律法全部都执行出来
even if you are able to keep all the law that was manifested to you
如果这一个人被给兴起的弟兄像你们所说的话你们不听
If you do not hearken unto this brethren that will be raised amongst you
你用了全部的精力去跟随律法你们也得要乐在那个定罪里
Even if you extend all your energy to obey the law you will still be in condemnation
那神让以色列人很早心里面就要知道一件事
Now even long ago the people of Israel in their hearts they know of this
你们必须要跟随神的约来走
You must follow the law of God the covenant of God
但是你就是真跟随神的约来走
But if you are to follow the covenant
你知道那个约是把你们带到一个人那里。
Now you know that this covenant actually points to a person.
如果你们只知道那个律法的那个要求，而不认识那一个人。
If you merely know the requirement of the law, yet you do not know this person.
你们在神的面前的路不能再往前走。
You have no way before God.
因为律法里头一切的事情是指着这个人。
For all the matters contained in the law is pointing at this one.
律法里头好大的一件事就是建造会幕呢
Now,
也是指着这个人
even a great matter within the law concerning building the tabernacle it is also speaking of this one
那这就引起我们要留意到了
so then we have to take note
那这个会幕怎么能成为一个原则来发表神啊心里头的意念
How then is the tabernacle to become a principle for us to walk in a way that is pleasing to God?
我想弟兄姊妹们你注意这么一件事情
Now brothers and sisters, if you pay attention
to this matter 我们回过头来回到会幕的本身
If we reflect and go back to the tabernacle itself
那在会幕本身里面我们所提过的只是少数的物件
We only mentioned some of the objects in the tabernacle
但是我们一直在那里说
But we continue to say
会幕 不单是说出神儿子的所赐。
The tabernacle not only speaks of who the Son of God is,
也说出神儿子的所作。
But it also tells us what the Son of God has done.
那意思是，我现在我们就转一个方向来留意神儿子的所作。
Now we'll turn our focus to what the Son of God has completed.
那你要注意到神儿子的所作的时候，
When we take note of what he has done,
你要注意一个什么问题呢？
What issue do we see?
好了，现在会幕也按照神的定义，以色列人把它造出来了。
Now the tabernacle is built according to the pattern shown by God.
但是你怎么把那个会幕支搭起来呢？
But how is the tabernacle pitched?
那我们看到会幕给支搭起来的时候，
When we see how the tabernacle is pitched,
你就不能不留意到主的所作了。
We have to then focus what the Lord has done.
关乎主的自己，我们从许多的物件上面很明显的能给我们一点的启示。
Of course, concerning who the Lord is, from all the objects, we give us some revelation on who he is.
但是你一看到主的所做的时候，
But when we see what the Lord has done,
从什么事情给我们看见主的所做呢？
What matters would show us how, what the Lord has done?
那就是说到那个帐幕的支搭起来的那一部分了。
That is the portion when it shows us how the tabernacle is set up.
详细的不能说了。
I cannot go into all the details.
但弟兄姊妹你不知道。
But brothers and sisters, you know. 帐
幕能支搭起来。
And the tabernacle is able to be pitched.
完全是因着几十块的那个木头包上金子的那是木板。
It is all the acacia wood that is overlaid with gold.
那我轻轻单带就好。
Now I'll just slightly go through this.
那是什么？
What is that?
你注意。
Pay attention.
那的木头就是木头吗？
Now the wood is the wood.
木头就是那个皂荚木，就是那个皂荚木吗？
Now the wood is the acacia wood.
现在是给金子完全包裹起来。
It is completely overlaid with gold.
但是弟兄姊妹你要留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
包裹这些木板的是金子。
It is gold that has overlaid the wood.
会幕里面的那个物件是金金。
And the objects in the tabernacle is pure gold.
那金金跟金子，我不说它的区别了。
I won't go through the difference between gold and fine gold, the pure gold.
没有太多时间给我说了，我点出来就算了。
I'm running out of time, so I'll just point it out.
那你很清楚地看到一件事。
Clearly we can see.
这个金子
This gold.
乃是说到那些木头原来是你怎么配来表明神的自己呢？
The gold, the wood itself, the gold will represent for us concerning the wood itself that it is never worthy to represent God himself.
他们不配表明神的自己。
The wood is not worthy to represent God.
但是现在是给金子包裹了。
But now it is overlaid covered with gold.
那个金子是什么？
What is that gold?
信心。
It is faith.
这个信心连接什么呢？
What is that faith connected to?
从上面来说，
from the lower end,
信心连接在救赎的那个事实里。
The bottom part of the wood overlaid with gold is connected to the socket, the silver socket that is redemption.
上面连接在什么呢？
And what is the upper part of the wood connected to?
上面就是连接在那个帐幕最里面的那一层。
The upper part of the wood is connected to the inner curtain of the tabernacle.
那一层就是我们的主的自己的从神的本性里面所发表的。
And that inner layer is the Lord himself that is the manifestation of his nature.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
那现在你可以想了。
Now you can imagine.
那这些木板包上金子连到神自己神的儿子那个荣耀里的。
That is mere wood, but overlaid with gold and now connected to the glory of God.
是什么人？
Who is that?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
原谅我这样大胆的说。
Forgive me for boldly saying.
是你跟我。
It is you and me.
如果用我们所熟悉的话来讲。
In familiar terms,
那个是教会。
That is the church.
在就会幕的支搭起来。
The the fact that the tabernacle is
就是说到神的儿子的完全的彰显。
It is to show us that the Son of God is completely manifested.
神在以色列这一个祭司的国度的拣选以外，要寻找一些人。
That is, aside from the kingdom of priesthood of Israel, God is to seek for others.
这些人是因着神的救主的旨意。
These people, because of the will of God's redemption,
也借着神所赐的信心。
And the faith which is also given by God.
让这些人和基督连接起来。
So that these such individuals can be united with Christ.
如果你要看金子包着那个那些早榨木。
If we were to look at the gold that covers the acacia wood,
你可以说那是在基督里的那一个表明。
You can say that manifests to us the fact of being in Christ.
而如果你翻过来来看。
If we turn it around,
你是看到那一些人他们是佩戴着基督。
We're able to see these individuals have put on Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，如果主的灵叫我们的眼睛看到这一个事实的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if the Spirit of the Lord shows us this,
弟兄姊妹，你就知道什么叫做教会。
Then we'll know what is the church.
是一些在基督里的人，也是一个在也是一个给基督完全充满的人。
It is those who are in Christ and also completely surrounded, filled by Christ.
是这一些板子把帐幕支搭起来。
It is these boards that will hold up the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们，现在你看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, now you see.
在没有看见这些木板的时候。
Before we see such boards.
你看见神说要做这个，要做那个。
You can see that God wants to make this and make that.
那以色列人就按照这个做这个。
Israelites follow God's command to build this
and make that. 但是这些都做好了。
After this is completed.
但是怎么支搭起来呢？
How do you pitch the tent?
神也让以色列人懂得，你用这样来做造木板，把它造出来。
God have also shown Israel how to make from the acacia wood these boards.
就可以把会幕支搭起来。
Then you can hold pitch the tent for the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
人可以照着神的那个意思来表明这个这个事实。
Man may be able to follow on to the command of God to express this.Outward appearance.
但是你真实的要叫人成为这一个事实，人永远做不到。
But in order for man to truly manifest the reality, man is forever unable to. 所
以我们弟兄们一直在交通那里的真帐幕，真帐幕。
So our brothers continue to share with us what is the true tabernacle, the true tabernacle.
那什么叫真帐幕？
What is the true
tabernacle? 基督的所作。
It is all that Christ has done.
是基督自己的做出来的。
It is all that Christ himself.
那么我们在当时的会幕里头就看到这些板。
So we're able to see them these boards in the tabernacle.
还有许多事情在那里，我们没时间说了。
And many other items we do not have time for.
还要打这个折扣，我就说结局了。
Now I'll just have to discount the words and share the result.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当你留意到这一些事的时候，
when we take note of these matters,
是和神说出我要住在你们里面。
It is the fact that God has spoken, I will dwell in your midst.
我们看到这件事的时候，
when we see this fact,
你不能不注意到神要住在人间的这一个事实，从启示到完成那一个过程是怎么？
We must realize the fact then from the time when God revealed this point until it becomes a fact, how long and what is the process?
你看到这个会幕的历史。
We see the history of the tabernacle.
会幕建造起来了。
The tabernacle is built.
后来会幕就成了圣殿。
And the tabernacle then was, became the temple.
那圣殿当然比会幕更尊荣，更扩大，更威王，
of course,
更有权柄。
The temple is even more authoritative, has more authority and more majesty and grandeur than the tabernacle.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
哎呀，你看，神所要做的现在扩张了。
You can say then, oh, it seems like what God wants to do is expanded.
在表面上来看是扩张了。
Outwardly, it seems to have grown.
但是没时间，我们就说细进去。
Now, I have no time to get into the details.
但是你看到，
But we see
圣殿。没有存留。
The temple is not kept.
圣殿给拆毁一次两次。
The temple was destroyed once and twice.
还有第三次。
And the third time.
就整个的剩下几块的石头了。
It is only just stones left.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说。
The Lord says,
我把它三天重建起来。
I will rebuild it in 3 days.
因此弟兄姊妹你就看到一件事情了。
So brothers and sisters, we see one thing then.
什么事情呢？
What is that?
我们的弟兄们的交通都已经把这个事实带出来了。
The sharing of our brothers have already brought this out.
教会成了神的居所。
That the church has become the habitation of God.
教会成了神的殿。
That the church has become the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你注意什么呢？
What is that?
我也许这样插出去说一说。
I'll just go off tangent and say this.
我们读诗篇23篇。
When we read Psalm 23,
你读到大卫心里头的一个意念。
We're able to read this thought of David.
他要永远住在神的殿里。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
哎呀，我们也羡慕。
We admire that.
什么时候神让我们住在他的殿里并且是住到永永远远
When do we dwell in the house of the Lord and all the days of our life?
弟兄姊妹们你原谅我这样说
Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this.
如果主的灵开我们的窍
If the Lord's Spirit opens up our understanding,
我们不会羡慕大卫的那个科想
We will not admire that thought, that longing of David.
大卫那个科想是他站在旧约的地位上面来看这件事。
David has such a longing because he was on the position of the old covenant when he looked at
these
matters.
如果主叫我们看见基督的所作
But if the Lord shows us all that Christ has done,
乃是把教会带成神的居所。
Is that he has made the church to be the habitation of God.
那你发现了一件什么事情
Then what is it that we'll discover?
从前所有的会幕也好圣殿也好
All that
都是一般的物质
whether the tabernacle or the temple they themselves are just materialistic
但是等到基督的所作显明的时候
but all that is completed by Christ is revealed
神的居所是什么建造的
what is the habitation of God made of
不是你跟我是谁
if it's not you and me what is it made of
不再是一般的物质
It is not any material
是一大堆的人
But it is a corporate group of people
都是在基督里的人
Those who are in Christ
因着基督把他们连接起来
For Christ has united
他们就成了神的殿
And they have become
他们就成了神的居所
To be the habitation
神说我要住在人的中间
And God says I will dwell in the midst of men
弟兄姊妹们，你留意这句话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to
this word. 那是神说我要跟人完全的连接起来。
That is God saying I'm to be completely united with man.
只有五分钟，我必须要把它再简单的一点来结束。
Only 5 minutes left. I have to summarize.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们读神的话
，Brothers and sisters, when we read the word,
我们很清楚的能知道。
Very clearly, we'll know.
有一件事情是在。神的口里头发表出来。
There is these words expressed by the mouth of God.
那发表什么呢
？What does he express?
神说做好了。
God says it is finished.
头一件事情在哪里
？When is this first matter?
主在十字架断气的时候。
When our Lord breathed his last.
主说了。
The Lord said.
成了。
It is finished.
做了。
It is finished.
做了什么
？What did he finish?
神救赎的旨意做成了。
The redemptive work of the Lord is finished.
然后你再在新约里边去读，你又读到第二次天上发出的声音。
The second time we hear the voice from heaven say.
那在启示录十一章。
It is in Revelation chapter
11. 那里有一个宣告。
And there is a proclamation.
他说，当第七号吹吹响的时候。
And when the seven trumpets are sound.
地上的国就要成了，我们基督。
The kingdoms of the earth shall become the kingdoms of my Christ, of the Christ. We thank God.
神要建立国度的事情做成了。
God has finished the matter of establishing the kingdom.
最后的一次。
The last time.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
神说成了。
God says it is finished.
中文圣经加一个都字上去，加得太好了。
In the Chinese translation, an extra word is added. It is completely finished.
以前成了是部分的成了。
Before it was finished, but partially.
现在的成了是完全的成了。
But now it is completely finished.
什么成呢
？What is finished?
神要住在人的中间。
That God is to dwell tabernacle amongst men.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
说不尽的话还要说这一句
even though the words are unfinished, I have not said this many a times.
一般没有认识神心意的人总是觉得为什么你们这些人讲来讲去就讲教会
many a times those who do not know the Lord will say, why do youPeople keep on saying, speaking about the church.
神给我们得救，我们得救了，就不是什么事情都完了吗？
God has saved us, and that is enough. All is finished.
在人的情绪上面来说，也许是完了。
As far as man's emotions are concerned,
在神的心意里头，神没完。
But in the will and the heart of God, it is not finished.
神要的是他要住在人的中间。
What God is after, He's tabernacle amongst us.
不仅是住在一个人的中间。
Not only to dwell in one of us.
住在所有的人的中间。
But to dwell in all of us.
然后借助这所有的人，把全宇宙都带回。
And through all those who belong to God to bring and gather together all the universe before Him. Brothers and sisters,
现在我们懂了
now we know.
你不注意教会的建造
if we do not pay attention to the building of the church,
那你跟随主做什么
why are we following after the Lord?
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord.
神的心意
the heart of God
是要住在人的中间
is to tabernacle with man.
在旧约的时候借着会幕来发表他的心意
through the old covenant, He revealed that to us through the tabernacle.
神就按照他启示的那一个旨意一直带领神的子民进到神儿子的救赎里头把神儿子所救赎的结果建造成神的居所
According to the will of his revelation he leads the people into the reality of his son and through the finished work of his son he will bring us the work of God
但愿主恩待我们
and may the Lord be gracious to us.
也继续地向我们说更明亮更清楚的话
and continue to speak more words of clarity to us.
我必须停在这儿
I must end here.
我们一同要祷告
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊但愿你借着圣灵的运行把你心里的话重重地放在我们心里
Lord through the working of the Holy Spirit will you heavily impress your words upon our hearts.
吸引我们这一个人
that you will draw us.
也像你毫无保留自己一样的不再保留自己来完全的跟随你
Just like you, without any reservation, we'll give ourselves wholly to follow after you.
让你的心意成全
So that thy will may be done.
你能住在人的中间
That thy will make thy tabernacle amongst men.
人也完全的住在你的里面
And man can dwell completely in thee.
我们说
We say,
主啊你做了这样的事
Lord, you have done such things.
我们把荣耀归给你
And we give thee all the glory.
把所有的爱戴称颂归给你
And all the glory, honor, adoration is thine.
奉主的耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.